Big 3 points for us. We knew it'd be tough today, you know. They're not having the best of times, Hereford, I'm afraid to say, on or off the pitch as a football club, which is sad for any football club in, you know, non-league scene, as we know, up and down the country. But it's about us at the moment, and, you know, totally dominated the first half for long periods, and 2-0 to the good. Scott Rendell getting the first one, and Adam Newton a rare goal the second. So, you know, not being rude, 2 could have been 4, 5, 6, 7 the first half, really. It was all one way, and, you know, what you got to do, you have to make sure you keep, you know, going second half. They had a little bit more of a go, changed it around at half-time, a couple of substitutions to, you know, throw caution to the wind, really, more than anything. But we had chances at the end, as I say, to win the game even more comfortably. But, you know, if someone would have turned around and said at 3 o'clock today you're going to go to Hereford and win 2-0, would have took that. So clean sheet at one end, as you say, another 3 points for us, and we just keep going.
A rare goal, as you say, for Adam. It's 126 appearances in a Woking shirt without a goal. You must be over the moon for him.
Yeah, I'm pleased for him. Like, you know, hopefully give him a bit more encouragement at times to get in their penalty area. You know, but as we say, good 3 points.
Sam Besant coming back into goal after Aaron Howe picked up that groin injury a couple of weeks ago. He's done well this afternoon, as have the defenders. It's a clean sheet, Gary, which is something you've been working very hard on this season.
Well, John, you know, it's an important factor of any football club. If you want to form, you know, a team or a club with success, is making sure you don't give much away. We've started to turn that round defensively. We're a lot more solid and a lot more professional and disciplined about our defending, not only from the back line but from the midfield and from the front line when we haven't got the ball. So, you know, of course I'm pleased with the 3 points and pleased with a clean sheet.
On your best run since March of 2005, Gary, 7 points off the playoffs. If you keep winning games, people are still going to keep asking those questions whether or not you can make it.
Well, all you do is, you know, we've gone on a run which, you know, we've always felt in our own mind we've got potential to achieve, but we've lacked that consistency at times, which a lot of clubs in this league have done. But we have put a run together, and it was only the other day that talking to Sir Hammond, and he turned around and phoned me and said since November the 12th, since we beat Dartford at home 3-0, we'd be second in the league today. It's amazing how football can turn around. Like, you know, that's 23 games now we've played, and took 46 points, and only Luton have had a better record than that. So we are doing something right. The players are doing things right on the pitch, so hopefully we can keep going.
72 hours, Gary, between your next game. It's going to be difficult, not only Grimsby on Tuesday, but also the fact you've then got that Thursday night game as well.
Yeah, we'll just go to Grimsby first, deal with that, and that's the number one next game, really. We'll think about that game and see what comes out of it, John.